my name is Dr. Elaine Lafateza. Currently, or at least before I had my baby, who is 2 months old today, I used to teach in the School of Communication in the Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences at the University of Technology, Sydney. But I've worked as an academic since 2006, starting at Macquarie University, teaching cultural studies and media studies. I'm invested in both those fields because one, cultural studies is about the way that we live, the way that we interact with people, as well as the fractures and connections we make and maintain with people. And I think the media is such a facilitator of all of that.
As a writer and researcher, what are the main things that you're interested in?
One of the main interests for me is race. It's a really personal interest for me as a Filipino migrant to Australia. Race is something that I've been confronted with, or it's been quite the confrontational kind of thing that's been put in my face since the very first time I stepped into this country. I came to this country when I was 10 years old, and I remember in primary school, people were not, a lot of people were friendly, but there were those that were also not very friendly. So I felt race quite palpably, not always just in terms of racism, but just in terms of how we interact with people, how sometimes race is the elephant in the room, the biggest elephant in the room. And I like to actually talk about the elephant in the room because it forces us to acknowledge things that we might not talk about, might not feel comfortable about, but what I think we should talk about in terms of making things better. So race is definitely one of the biggest themes in my writing because it's a big theme in my life.
How do you go from being interested in race and then conducting research and various types of activities that result in a body of work that's both creative but also academic?
Well, I approach both my academic and creative works armed with something that I like to refer to as the three P's. So the personal, the political, and poetics of remembrance. So what I mean by poetics of remembrance is that I like to track the roots and the routes of history. So a lot of research, databases, library research, archival research, talking to people, especially I do that a lot, so interviewing a lot of people. But also from the perspectives of minority voices and stories, so not the kinds of histories that are usually celebrated or commemorated, but the stories that are usually silenced or not listened to. So sometimes those stories are the hardest to get. And sometimes people are not willing to speak or to share, and that's fine as well. Sometimes I just listen, and I don't necessarily write down what I hear, just for privacy reasons and reasons of respect. But it has informed how I go about my work. In terms of the personal, as a Filipino migrant to Australia, as I've talked about, I carry this with me in both my academic and creative work. So in terms of research, I look at things from the lens of the Philippines and the lens of Australia and the lens of being Asian Australia as well. In terms of political, I always like to infuse both my academic and creative writing with a sense of social justice. I really believe that writing in an academic sense and a creative sense are great tools to further social change and progression. And in terms of the political, I go to a lot of conference presentations, I go to rallies, I participate in both, and both of them infuse both my creative and academic writing too.
What I'm actually also wondering about is what kind of stories or what aspects of this whole, this topic or these themes that you're writing about, are you able to delve into when you're working in a more creative sense as opposed to academic sense? What's the edge over the other?
Creative sense, I can let my imagination run wild, but I'm not bound by facts. So I'm not bound by the veneer of objectivity, I suppose. I can create a different persona. I can make up different characters, which I can't with my academic work. And my academic work is quite rigid in terms of how you present, what you can say, and what you talk about or who you include. But with my creative work, I can write more lyrically, I can write more poetically, I can write with more humor, even though I do try to inject humor in my academic work, but I find that's one of the biggest restrictions with academic work is that it's a lot of the time it doesn't incorporate comedy.
You mentioned that media can be a facilitator in this debate. Do you also think that that's the reason that creative work can maybe resonate to a different or bigger audience?
I really think so. I think especially with the role of social media and how people interact now with different kinds of people, being creative is a way to widen the audience. Academic writing can be quite restrictive in terms of who can appreciate and approach it. Not so much the topics, or maybe sometimes the topics, but the language of academia is very genre specific. With creative work, it can break down those generic conventions or still be a part of them, but in a way that people are more familiar with.
The themes of your work can be considered quite confrontational, especially because it has to do with the notions of whiteness, race, colonialism. It's one thing for an academic audience to be able or be willing to engage with these themes. Now, how do you find that people who don't have an academic background, do you find that people are as willing to be confronted with these themes?
Not at all, no. No, I find it's a really good question because, no, you are battling those barriers with everything, with that list that you just listed of the themes that I'm interested and invested in. Yeah, you do. I find it really hard to talk about those issues in the same way that I do in an academic sense, for example. And I'm quite blessed that I could do that at work because I get to flesh out different ideas and unpack different issues with students and colleagues. But I have to say it's within my own family or that it's quite hard to talk about issues that I talk about in an academic sense. So people that are quite close to me, it's a really different kind of language and different kind of approach, and even different people that you just happen to meet and want to talk about it, or they know what you write about and want to confront you about those issues as well. I always, and I've said this already, but humor or laughter can be the best armor or the best weapon and the best tool to forward a discussion that could be really confrontational. But when you're laughing or when you're sharing a joke or sharing some commonality over a laugh, then people are more likely to absorb what you're saying. Hopefully, anyway, that's my hope, and that's what I try to do. But definitely, yeah, there's a big difference in reception.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online, at mobile.